Welcome to the Language, Literacy, and Play Collective podcast, where we share tips and strategies to support language, literacy, and play in all children. This podcast is hosted by two sisters who share a passion for all things language, literacy, and play. I'm Liz, a speech therapist and behavior analyst.
And I'm Stephanie, a literacy specialist and former classroom teacher. Our goal is to provide information that is inclusive and accessible so that all parents and educators can best support their kiddos at home and in the classroom. Now let's get started with today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This is going to be another mini episode, and we could not be more excited to share this with you. Today we are going to be talking all about the topic of growth mindset. We recently launched our first course on this topic, and it's called Fostering a Growth Mindset Through Language, Literacy, and Play. The course is geared toward parents of kids ages 2 to 7, and you can find it on our website. We will share some more details toward the end of the episode so that if you're interested in the topic, you can check it out.
All right, I can't wait to share about growth mindset today. This episode is not just an episode to try to get you to check out our course. We also want to provide you with some super valuable information on the topic of growth mindset and give you some quick practical tips so you can encourage a growth mindset at home with your children. So let's jump right in. First things first, what is a growth mindset? The concept of growth mindset was developed by Dr. Carol Dweck, who is a professor of psychology at Stanford University. She is one of the world's leading researchers on mindsets and motivation. She said that growth mindset is the belief that people's most basic abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Brains and talent are just the starting point. Growth mindset creates a love of learning and a resilience that is essential for great accomplishment.
It's helpful to compare growth mindset to its opposite, which is a fixed mindset. Also from Carol Dweck, in a fixed mindset, people believe their basic qualities like their intelligence or talent are simply fixed traits. They spend their time documenting their intelligence or talent instead of developing them. They also believe that talent alone creates success without effort. Research suggests that a growth mindset leads to increased confidence, happiness, motivation, and achievement, among other positive traits.
So how do we know if we have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset? One way to tell is to pay attention to your inner thoughts and statements, and pay attention to the statements your child makes. Here are some examples of fixed mindset statements. I'm not good at this. This is too hard. I can't do this. I quit. Whereas the following are examples of growth mindset statements. How do I get better at this? I can do hard things. Let's try a different way. How can I challenge myself? Mistakes help me learn. One other key is to identify how an individual responds to failure. Those with a growth mindset view failure as feedback and as a learning opportunity, whereas individuals with a fixed mindset avoid failure and see it as a sign of weakness. So, you can pay attention to how your child responds when they struggle through something, makes mistakes, or loses at something.
All right, so that's a pretty basic overview of growth mindset. The cool thing about this concept is that we have the ability to change our mindset over time. And we also have the ability to influence our child's mindset. In our course, we share all about how to do this through language, literacy, and play experiences with your child. But we do want to share a couple tips with you here. Our first tip is to model growth mindset statements and to transform any fixed mindset statements into growth mindset statements with your child. The language you model for your child makes a huge difference. When you talk about your own actions and your successes or failures, make sure you are using positive statements. For example, with more practice, it will get easier. Or, it's okay not to get it on the first try. I'll try again. When your child makes a fixed mindset statement like, I'm not good at this, rephrase to, I haven't mastered this yet. Or when they say, I can't do it, you can say, I can try a different way.
The second tip we want to share with you is how to praise your child to encourage a growth mindset. Research suggests that praising your child on their effort leads to a growth mindset, whereas praising for inherent characteristics or skills leads to a fixed mindset. So instead of saying things like, you're so smart or you're so strong, which will encourage a fixed mindset, try saying things like, you didn't give up even when it was hard, or at first you didn't get it, but then you tried a different way and it worked.
I love these tips because they are really simple and they make a huge impact. We share these tips and more in our course, Fostering Growth Mindset Through Language, Literacy, and Play. The course includes 7 modules, including an introduction to growth mindset, a review of growth mindset stances, and information on how to build a growth mindset through language, literacy, and play experiences. It also includes activities and downloadable resources to ensure you'll be able to easily put your new knowledge into practice.
I just want to reiterate that this is such a valuable topic, and the research shows how much of an impact growth mindset has on things like happiness, confidence, and success. We feel like it's something that all parents would benefit from, and the information has the opportunity to make a really lasting impact on your child. We have a few testimonials on our website if you want to check them out, but we want to share just one of them with you. Laura wrote, "This is such a valuable topic for parents. I was able to start implementing an immediate shift in my language for my three-year-old that has really made a big difference. I know this course will help him and me to be more resilient and confident."
We were so happy when we got this feedback because our mission really is to provide you with practical tips that you can implement at home right away to make an impact. So with that being said, we would love it if you check out our course. We will put the link for this course page down in the show notes, and also feel free to email or message us on our social media accounts if you have any questions.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We can't wait to see you for our next episode of the Language, Literacy, and Play Collective podcast.